Bez Hashem, we continue with Maral and Tveris Yisrael, Perek Gimel, Shir number 12. We are on page Samach Aleph, last paragraph, so actually last line on the page as well. And I would like to first begin with a little review of what we've been learning here. The main yisoid, if you can put it, let's say, one or two sentences, is that there is a koyach that a person was created with. There is a potential, there is a power, and it is our responsibility that we put it elapoyel, into fruition, into action. So that's step number one, which it sounds very obvious, but not everyone thinks about it, and therefore we go through the motions of our everyday life, and we do what we have to do, but then when we feel like there's like a check, we accomplish what we had to accomplish, so we move on with something else. But that's where the mistake lies, because a person has to realize he has a koyach to accomplish tremendously great things. What are those great things? That is Torah mitzvahs. And the feeling of success that a person has, the Maral here in this parak and also in the beginning of the next parak, we'll discuss more of it, only will come from Torah mitzvahs. Will only come from Torah mitzvahs. And let's understand why that is, and then we'll continue more inside. And the reason that is because a person is, we'll call it to some degree a hybrid. He is guf and neshama. But the ikur, the guf is really the tafel. The guf is the tafel. The neshama is, of course, the ikur. The guf is just here to hold the neshama in place while the person does the Torah mitzvahs. And when a person fulfills Torah mitzvahs, that's how we can find success and feeling of accomplishment in life. Okay, let's continue inside now. V'omar, now we're discussing here the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Tzadi Tesamid Beis, and there's the Mahalach of the Maral is to take piece by piece and analyze and dissect every single section of the Gemara, and the Gemara is asking, what was man created for? Right? You deal with this a lot, right? What are we doing here? I was once walking, just I always try to mind my own business. However, people, I guess, I don't know, I'm attracted to certain things. And I said hello to somebody, and like his first response was like, hi, I'm trying to find meaning in life. like I'm thinking like, okay. Like, it was just, hello, how are you? So, I'm doing fine, I'm trying to find the meaning of life. Has that ever happened to you? You would like try to bring that out to the front there, right? Like, what are you here for in life? So the Gemara tells us we are here in life to work. Adam l'omal yulad. That's why we're here in life. We're here in life to work. That's Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Testament, based on the top of the Amud. And then the Gemara asks the question, what type of work are we here for? Then the Gemara answers, we're here to work with our mouths. The Gemara has another question, well, what type of work with our mouths are we here for? Then the Gemara says, we are here to work with our mouths in Limud HaTorah. Says the Maral, v'adayin eini yodea im lo'amal peh or im lo'amal melacha. What type of work? Is it to work with your mouth or to work melacha? Yaf im nivra ha'adam v'koyach v'loy b'poyel ulay ha'koyach hazeh hu shayich l'koyach ha'gufni. Maybe this is a person who was created ki af im nivra ha'adam v'koyach, with his potential, with his power. It's not finished. It's not a finished product. Maybe it's for the physical. Maybe it's for the physical world, which we discussed to some degree, where a person's existence is not here to work for his parnasa, as we discussed previously. So it's aval koyach hadivri, like dibor. So the Maral is telling us like this. Let's see what is unique by Adam that is not by other living creatures. Now, other living creatures, they have a way to communicate with each other. But it's not what we call dibur. It's not our dibur. It's not like we're doing now. We're speaking. Other animals, whatever the sounds they make, there's a way to communicate. But it's not like dibur. Therefore, says the Maral, you see there's a uniqueness that we were given. Ruach memalo, as Targum Onkelos says. We were given this milo over shar bali chayim. And that's what we're here to use. V'asha kidai hu Maybe I just use my koyach gufni, my physical body. But I'm not here to use the koyach divri, a dibur. Maybe that's what a person might think. That's what it says. The pasuk comes to tell us that's incorrect. We're here to use the koyach dibur. Kevon dichsiv nefesh amol. We are okaf is to be koifef, to force. To what? The piyu, the mouth. Hare ki omol hazeh hu omol peh. Shukoyech hadivri. Shukoyech zeh tzorech shiyoytzi el apoyel. Now listen to the next four words. Va'al zeh nivre ha'odom. And this is what man was created for. So next time you're minding your own business, walking down the street and say good morning to someone, and you say, how are you? Just like just to be polite, you know, you care. And he says to you, well, I'm fine. I'm looking to try to find the meaning of life. What is Maral telling us over here? Maral says, V'al zeh nivra ha'odom. A person was created to use the koyach hadibur. And there's a very big mistake that people make. And they think how Hilchos Lashon Hara, Chafetz Chaim, you can't speak, you shouldn't talk a lot. Anybody knows the little history of the Chafetz Chaim, he was always talking. He was not a quiet person. He was always talking and learning. As the Gemara, as Maral says, Va'al zeh nivra adam. That's what man's created for. He was using that purpose of why he was created on a regular basis. Now that doesn't mean if by nature a person is a quiet person, now you have to start being loud and boisterous. No, that's not what it means. It means use your koyach hadibur for what it was given to you for, which is limud Torah. So I still don't know. What was I? Is it for a person created for stam sicha conversation or amal Torah? Maybe you have to use your koyach, your potential, your power, your koyach adibur, but not with seichel gomer. What's seichel gomer? That's limud Torah. That's seichel gomer. Avaloi b'koyach ha-seichli shehu dover dibur shel Torah. V'zeh seichel gomer. So seichel gomer is a Torah. To that, the Maral brings a pasuk from the Gemara. Lo yomush sefer ha-Torah zeh. What's the next word? Mipicha. For your mouth. The Torah should never leave. Lo yomush sefer ha-Torah zeh mipicha. Mizeh nilmoid ki ha-odom al zeh nivra. What is the koyach hadivri hasichli? What is the power of speech that is seichel, which is called kulay seichel? It doesn't mean just stam intellect, but it means there's a ruchnias to it. Shu seichel hatayra. That's the seichel hatayra. That's why man was created. Now let's understand what this means. Let's appreciate this. The whole entire world, everything was created for this purpose, for limud Torah. And that's why we say Talmud Torah is connected kulam, and Achzakas Torah is the greatest mitzvah of supporting Torah. And that's why Rav Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChaim, he tells us if everyone would be learning on the right correct Madrega, there wouldn't be any need for Chesed. You ask me again, would I like a tea? The tea would come down with the Shemayim, whatever it is, like just like the man came down. There wouldn't be a need for anybody lacking anything. The world would be running in a utopian society. That's what Chaim Volozhin. If everyone would be learning Torah at Kedabai the right way, we wouldn't be lacking anything because we're doing what has to be done. The more a person appreciates what we just said, then when he has opportunities to learn, he grabs that opportunity. He realizes, I am here, I'm doing now the reason why the world was created. After a person was created for this purpose, to take his koyach el apoyel, he has to make sure he uses this koyach, this power of limud Torah, of potential of limud Torah, el apoyel, to bring it out to fruition, to existence. Because of Adam l'omal yulad, man was created l'omal. To work. Shiratzulamiki tachas malasi hu el ha'omal. Shiyitzia el apoyel. The purpose of a person why he's here is to work at his limud Torah.
I mean, that's why it says amal, and exactly. it could just say adam l'limud Torah yulad. It doesn't.
It says amal. It's the work amal
because it has to be a shvitz.
Yes.
And a work and at any level and whatever and back to the hakdama and the whole thing.
Exactly. And that's what he concludes. He says v'zehu lo yomush. Take a look at the bottom.
What's this word, yomush?
Yomush, that you should, lo yomush sefer Torah z'picha. It should never like leave you. It should always stay by you. Okay, look at 47, please. He brings, this is what he says, the Maral says in the drashas. V'azeh omar omol Torah nivra. Ki haseich l'hadivri einish shleimus bepoyal klal. Rak omol ha-Torah hu ha-shleimus ha-gomor. It's the amelus ba-Torah. It's like you said, the shvitz in the Torah. Vuhu seichel ha-yuni ha-laki. Davar zeh tzarich lo-hayitzi el-apoyal. A person has to bring that el-apoyal. A person has to use his koyach of working to understand how many times you open up something, a Rashi, a Chumash, a Gemara, whatever it is, a Medrash, it doesn't make a difference. And you read it, and you have no idea what's flying. And then you think again, you read it again, and you see what Rashi says, and you put it together, and you're working on it. And that's why we're here. This is the bracha, the tefillah, Gemara, and brachas, and it's brought down in many hakdamas to an introduction to the before the Gemara starts. He says, "Yehi Ratzon, Anu Amelim V'Heim Amelim, Anu Amelim." We work specifically amelus, and we receive reward. They work and they don't receive reward. So it's not a matter of amelus by when it comes to the office. It's a matter of production. HaKadosh Baruch Hu by us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
oh, very nice.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your amelus, your shvitz, the stipler, the person came to the stipler said he doesn't see success in his learning. Stipler told him, you read a word, you try to understand that one word. That's why I said earlier, we have to realize we're learning Torah. People sometimes get down on themselves. They don't feel like they're accomplishing. They judge themselves for other people's kashroiness and their koichas and their capabilities. But if a person is sitting down to learn, he is right now doing the greatest thing in the world. He's giving life to everything. Everything that exists. V'alzeh nivra ha'odom. If a person would have just saved someone's life, he'd feel great about it, right? I just saved someone's life. He the learner, is giving existence to everyone in the world. Omnom, top left of the page, Samach Gimel. Omnom al toimar ki im yitzias shleimus ha'odom el apoyel, efshar shiya yoytze shleimusoy legamrei el apoyel. What does this mean? Take a look at 48, where he explains what these words mean. Ulay toimar, maybe a person will say, "Sha'af al pisha adam michuiv lohaitzi es atzmai lapoyel." Even though our job here in this world is not just to sit in the hammock and relax. Okay, I learned my black gemara. I even saw it. I did chazara. I'm good. No, mikomakam ein ze avoided tamidus el avoided letkufas ma v'loy mushmutul alav lemeshach kol chayiv liyoyis amol v'chdei lohaitzi atzmai lapoyel. Person might think, you know, there's a something called to retire,
right?
To retire,
right?
So at the age of 65, or this person retires, he did very well, so he retired earlier.
Right.
Now I'm not knocking a person if he's going to retire from his physical job that he did.
Right.
People who learn first sit in the morning, they're not retired. That's their occupation. That's what they feel. This is my occupation. These are people who could be sitting on the hammock drinking iced tea every single day. We have somebody that drives every single week, twice a week, 45 minutes, one direction, to come learn Torah Semes. A retired attorney. He doesn't have to do that. He drives him from Delaware. What is it? Because he realizes that I have koyach and I have to bring el apoyel. I have potential, I have strength, and my job is to use it. Agav, his mother is still working at the age of 93. She's living me well in the bakery. So his mother looks at him like a slacker. You're not working anymore. Right? Lamaisa, he's learning now.
Right.
Different type of profession.
Right. Beautiful.
So we have to, back on top now, we have to realize, and this is how the Yetzer Hara gets to us. You learn tonight, Mitzvah, Shabbos, Maral. After this, you ate Malav Malka, you helped at that kitchen, you did something. Do you have more time in your hands? Pick up the Mishnayos, pick up the Gemara, pick up the Sefer, pick up something and learn. There has to be a feeling, a sense that I'm not finished. I have to do more. That's what the Maral is telling us. And if you ever speak to a businessman, it was just Rav Gifter Zatzal Zeretz said this past week. And I think I might have said over in the past, I don't know, this year, one of the shiurim, where Rav Gifter once, he went to a person's Baal HaBas to go raise money for yeshiva. He knocked on the door, it wasn't there. And I came back the next day, a different time of the day, still wasn't there. Okay? Came back again. The man was never in his house. He went to the man's office and he says to him, I understand from you what this means to be Isaac B'Talmud Torah. Why? Because you are Isaac in your business. You don't live in your house. I was there in the morning. I was there in the afternoon. You are never in your house. That's the attitude a person has to have when it comes to Talmud Torah. Did I finish? When did you finish? No, they asked him, Chaim Kinesi Zatzal, they asked him, how many times did he finish learning Shas? He says, he don't know. And if you think about it for a second, let's say you finish Shas 30 times. So what does that mean? Are you going to stop now? In fact, we're going to have a Gemara later on, Menachos, Daf Tzadi Tes, Amud Beis also. We had Sanhedrin, Tzadi Tes, Menachos Tzadi Tes. And it's not just by chance these things happen. Nothing in chance. No such thing. And the Gemara over there says that Tana Namayri went and he asked, I learned Kol HaTorah Kula. It's a funny question, which we have to get to another time. Can I go now learn Chochmas Yevanos? That was the question. So the response was, go find a time that's not day and night to go learn Chochmas Yevanos. Why? Because the Pasuk says, V'gisa b'yomim v'layla. You have to learn Torah day and night. Now, obviously, you have to make a parnasa, and you have to go buy food, and you have to live in the world that we live in. Now, putting all that aside, you have to go Yom HaLayla. That's what the Maharal is telling us over here. You are charged. Everybody has to, if we all feel we have a responsibility. There was somebody who was on yeshiva, when I was in yeshiva, he had a child that wasn't so well. He was a working person, and he would finish Shas every few years. And my Rosh Hashiva said about him that he's the Baal Taiva. His Taiva is Shas. So when a person uses his Taivas for Limud Torah, he's never satiated. He needs more and more and more. Okay, so yes, you'll tell me he's probably very brilliant. Yeah, he's a very smart fellow. But he could use his brains for Sudoku, whatever this stuff is, you know, right? And if you want to play that game, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that.
Forgot about
it. I don't know. Whatever. I just think of some part in my head, you know? So, that's what the Maharal is telling us. You be ambitious. Never be satisfied when it comes to Limud Torah. Shezeh in the klal, back in time, kizeh b'riyos b'riyosoy she'im shehoitzi shleimus el apoyel nishar oid b'koyach. After he uses his koyches and he learned Torah, he did mitzvahs, he still has more to bring out. Man was created to work, to toil. And what do we? What type of work? To toil with his mouth in Limud Torah. There is no such thing as resting at all. Let's just finish over here this paragraph and I want to come back to number 50. And the more he brings out, the more Hashem gives him more strength. Kozman, the Rav Dessel Zatzal says, if a person is breathing, Hashem says, you have what to accomplish. You can still accomplish. You're alive here in this world, you can accomplish. Now what is Loshon Omol? Omol bo. Al dover shu'ein loy hanocha, v'lo yovoy el tachlis hanocha. So earlier you said, why would we use this word omel? So the Maral, he's focusing specifically on the word omel. Why the word omel? The understanding of what omel means as opposed to any other type of word, because Amal means it's not resting, it's moving, there's no hanocha. And what he's saying is that if you're physically in this world, there's no complete perfection. You still have to work, you still have to toil, you still have to learn. Let's go back to number 50. We said, Ki Adam nivra l'amol, she'en lo shvis v'hashlom al klal. There's no rest at all. So he brings this, he elaborates this on the, in the Perek Yovis, Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. And he says, L'kach, Amak Yeshu Oimer lo yomush hatoyir hazoiz nipicho, when the Pasuk says that lo yomush hatoyir hazoiz nipicho, that the Torah should never leave you, have you Oimer lo omol Torah. This tells me you have to be omol b'Torah. Ki davar zeh hu hashlomas adam. This amelus in Torah, this is what gives a person a shleimus. Val ze nivro, shia omol. And that's why man was created. Menei ze omro perik rabekiva, Shabbos. I actually just learned that this perik mishnayis, in mishnayis, my boys, a couple hours ago. Hakol moedim. Everyone agrees. Listen to this beautiful morale now. Ki b'Shabbos nitna Torah, li Yisrael. When was the Torah given? Everyone agrees. No machlekes. The Torah was given, Matan Torah was on Shabbos. So why was it on Shabbos? V'loma nitna Torah b'Shabbos. Shim nitna Torah b'chol, because if the Torah would be given during the weekday, hoya ha'odom oimer, person would might have said, shekashem sheyesh shvisa l'melacha shehi b'chol. Just like there's a shvisa, you don't work. You work during the week, but you don't work on Shabbos. Kach yesh shvisa minat Torah. So too, there's a shvisa from Torah. Because Shabbos is a shvisa from work. You like, you hear this? You like this? But it's not a shvisa from Torah. Now, it's not finished yet tomorrow. The days, the 6 days of the week are kavachomer. If Shabbos is a day of shvisa from work, but it's not a day of rest from limud Torah. Yimoyis hachol, the 6 days of the workday, she'enom yimei shviso min hamalacha. It's not a rest from work. You have to work. When you worked in the 6 days, ein adin, isn't it obvious? Shloitei shviso min haTorah. That you should not have a rest from Torah. What did the Maharal just say? He just proved that you have to be learning Torah 7 days a week. And I once heard from my dear friend, Rav Shlomo Kellermer, said over his Sfasemis, that although Shabbos is a greater level of Kedusha, he said, gave a marshal, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach became Rosh Shlomo Zalman because of the 6 days of the week, not because of Shabbos. Because of his amelus b'Torah during the 6 days of the week. There's a milah of the 6 days a week over Shabbos. And we have to use those 6 days of the week to its fullest. I know there's a Bala Bas who I sit down with people and discuss their learning schedule. I was just blown away. There's a certain person that told me over his schedule. I'm just blown away. There's a few things I want to fine tune and tweak a little. I want to suggest. I think he learns 5 hours a day, besides running a business of triple-digit employees, and being a Baal Mishpacha. 5 hours a day. It's just mind-boggling. Here's a man that is applying Adam L'Omol Yulat. He's taking the Koyach El Apoyal. Fine. Back in the next page, bring a medrash now on page Samach Dalid. The medrash says, from Pasuk in Kehelis, Gam hanefesh lo yisamole. The nefesh will not be complete, not be full. What does this mean? Lefisha hanefesh yedas shekola shetigo laatzmatigo. Lefichuch eino sovo mitzvah sumaisim toivim. The nefesh knows that whenever it toils, it works, it's not satiated enough because there's more that can be accomplished. The nefesh knows this. Now, I just heard you say, I won't say your name on the record, but I heard you say you had a very good Shabbos, and you had mentioned you think it's because you didn't eat too much. What you just said was it ties in beautifully to this. There's a limit that the guf has, and the guf says ad kan, I cannot take any more food. If you give me any more food, I'm going to be feeling stuffed. I can't take it. The neshama says, I am never satiated. I need more Torah. I need more mitzvahs. There's no such thing as I learned enough Torah. I learned enough mitzvahs. That's the difference between the two. Amar Rabbi Levi, what does this mean that the nefesh is never satiated? Sounds a little like, well, why not, right? So Rabbi Levi gives a mashal, and we'll say the mashal outside, and not read every word inside, but the mashal is where you have a country boy who marries a princess. Very famous mashal you come across numerous times throughout Chazal. And the medrash, the mashal is that no matter what, how many pumpkins and how many corn on the cob and whatever it might be that he gives this princess, she won't be satiated and satisfied because she knows she comes from a palace of luxury. Right? That's the mashal. Kach, on the top left, kach kol ma sheyifol ha'odam im nafshay. Whatever a person does with his nefesh, in the spiritual sense, he's never totally satiated. Because it comes from above. Adkan. That's the medrash. Says the Maral, what does this mean? The nefesh comes from Kosh Baruch Hu, from above. Of Oimedes b'tachtoinim, and is now at a disadvantage here in the guf. Tamid hi mishtaykekes el ha-toyra vel ha-mitzvahs. The nefesh is crying out for Torah mitzvahs. Mashi b'tachtoinim. This that is down here. V'dover zeh lo al-chisar madrega nechshav lo. It's considered to be like it's lacking. He says in the bottom, in the Drush al Torah, Hamedrash in 1555, Hamedrash hazeh bo levar ki lekach nitna the Torah l'Yisrael, b'nei she'anishoma hi min ha-shamayim v'aymedes beguf, the Torah was given to Klai Yisrael because we have the neshama down here, neshama is min ha-shamayim, and it's in the guf, lekach hi chaseira be'erich ma'alasa shi min ha-shamayim. It's lowered. It's like just like the princess in the barn. I was like, why aren't you the princess? What are you doing here? So, the only way we can fulfill our lacking because we're in the goof here in this world is through Torah mitzvahs. And that's what you find sometimes, and I mentioned this in the past, that my Rebbe explained to me once. I know sometimes when you listen to other shiurim and they say the Rebbe, like, also, who is that Rebbe? Who's the Rebbe? His Rav, his Roshiva. So for those listening, I'll tell you. I learned the Chaim Berlin, and of course my Roshiva is Rav Aaron Shechter Shlita. He should be well. And his son-in-law, Rav Elio Yomark, is my Rebbe. And over 25 years ago, I mentioned that I started learning Maral with him, of course, with my Roshiva. But he's the one I'm referring to now, and he said that you find people who are not involved in Limud HaTorah, that they have to fill that void of something new, hischachus, and it comes with the physical world, a new watch, a new this, a new that, whatever, the new iPhone, right, whatever it might be. What's wrong with your other phone? Well, this one just came out. But you didn't answer the question. What's wrong with your other phone? Absolutely not. So you spend another $1,000, of course, you know, the plan and this and that, and the, you know, the rebates and all, you figure it out, right? But what do they need it for? And the answer is because they're lacking. We are all lacking. Because the neshama inside of us is screaming out, I need Torah, I need mitzvahs. But if a person doesn't know how to channel it properly, so now he has to fill that void. And he's blinding himself by the physical world. Whether it's the fancy tie, or the fancy suit, or the fancy hat, or whatever it might be. If it's not Torah mitzvahs, it will give him that little feeling of his chashus for a little while. But then it's going to wear off, and he's going to have to get a new one. A new something else. Sometimes people have money to waste. Not that they have money to waste, but they waste money on those things. Sometimes people don't have money, and they waste the money that they don't have on those things also, which is also very dangerous. When the person is focusing, he realizes, I am here for a purpose. And that purpose is to fill myself with as much limud Torah as possible. That's what the Maharal is telling us, that the Medrash says, Gam ha-nefesh le-simali. The nefesh is never going to be satisfied. Because as many mishnayos and hours that you learn, the nefesh says, I'm in the barn. I'm in the barn right now. With the animals. I belong in the palace. The palace is up there in Shemayim with Hashem. V'davar zeh lo lichisar madrega nechshav lo, that is down there. She etzem nefesh alekimim milamayla. Oy menes bedachtoinim. It's in the barn. By the way, for any farmers listening, there's nothing wrong with the barn. V'chol davar shu chaser. Mishtoikik el hashlama. Anything that's lacking is mishtoikik. It's yearning for perfection. V'hatoyro on the samachena on the top. V'hatoyro v'amitzvah. Heim hashlama el nefesh. And that's it. There's nothing else. It's Torah and mitzvahs are a hashlam el nefesh, and nothing else. And if you take a look in the 59, he says, Re'ei Dvarov, the line down in 59, Re'ei Dvarov, Chedusha Godes, the Menachos, Tzadi Tesamad Beis. Okay? And that's what I said earlier. Because he's coming to be Mazreel earlier, the whole Gemara over here, in Sanhedrin Tzadi Tesamad Beis. What does he say over there? This is not just a mussel that's a cute thing. You ever see a fish out of water? It starts flapping away around until eventually it either dries out and then dies, or a person gives it a zest. The two need each other. The Adam, the dag, the fish, and the mayim. The neshama needs the Torah. Back on top of Ishvil Kach, Mishtaikekas HaNevesh El HaTorah Ve'El HaMitzvus. It's yearning, it desires, it needs it. Lotzeis El HaPayel V'Yoyis Mushlam. To be, have some sense of Hashlama, of perfection. Omnam Loisiz B'Mitzvus HaMaisim Toifim. However, it's not going to be totally satiated. Like Sizba, you see what Lashon uses? Sviya. It's not going to be totally satiated. Because it's down here, as we'll say, not just the barn, but the muck, the dirt, the filth. It's not, it doesn't have a complete sense of perfection in this physical world. In the Sava mitzvah samaisim toivim, Raki mishtakekes tamid vayoyis mushlemes legamri. The neshama is always yearning to be totally perfect. So how do you perfect it? Only through Torah mitzvahs. But it's yearning, it desires.
What's the root?
Mishtakekes. Okay, so he says ve'enu mushlemes ad shabo el atachlis, mashi etzem elakim milamailo. So we're saying a lot of words here. Let's just stop here, pause for a second, because we're going to finish Mitzvah Shem, the parak, in the next page. And let's appreciate the main points that the Maharal has been banging at. That because the Nisham is Mima'al, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from above. And we have to realize each and every one of us, that's who we are. And the more a person realizes that there's no feeling of like, excuse me for saying the words, I'm a loser, I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing. There's no room for anyone to feel it, which is the Yetzirah of this generation. That's this generation. That a person feels, especially when they start comparing themselves to other people. Mm. And then they're thinking like, you know, well, I started much earlier than that person. Look, that person, he could do this and that and that and this. You know, whatever the example might be. Person has to look in the mirror and realize he's in the Shomei Mimal. He has a sliver of God inside of him. That's number one. Realize who you are. Number two, oh, you realize who you are, now you have a responsibility. Oh, there's a mirror there. Now you have a responsibility to bring what you have, your koiches, out el apoyel, your koyech el apoyel. Use your talents. So you say, oh, well, I don't know, I can't accomplish so much. Could you imagine if Rabbi Akiva didn't become Rabbi Akiva? Everything we have is from Talmidei Rabbi Akiva back to Rabbi Akiva. And where did he come from? His father was a convert. So meaning his father was originally a goy, a non-Jew. And his grandfather was a non-Jew. That's where he came from. And his father, Yosef, became a Ger Tzedek. And he had a son. He had a son, Akiva. And who do we all this to? You know, sometimes women reach out to me, sometimes ask me if a certain shir that I'm giving is shaykh to them. Unless it's Mishnayos or Gemara, I would say yes. Sometimes you might learn Musar on Tefillin. It's not totally shaykh to women, or tzitzis, not shaykh, right? But derech klal, generally it is. Why am I saying this now? Because look at Rachel. Eishes Rabbi Akiva. She saw the potential of her husband. And she's the one, Shali Shalachem Shalahi. She's the one who gave everything to us. It's all her schus. How did she come to do this? And she gave up. She was a princess. She gave up billions of dollars. She was the richest in the world. And she gave it all up. And she was out in the barn, on the hay. Exactly what we're talking about. The reason why I said this earlier about if it's shaykh to other women, when the lady realizes the importance of Talmud Torah, they're going to encourage her husband and push the husband to learn more. There's a story that I heard from Nissen Kaplan say. I heard him say it. He said, I can send it to you afterwards also. He said that he had the worst day of his life. Things were really bad. He said since then he had a lot of other worst days. Okay. It was very funny when he spoke. But he said he told his Rebbetzin Olah Shalom, she passed away after that. He said he can't go give shir today. That's what he said. Like, I have to tell you something. If I had a lousy day and I can't go give a shir, I don't know if I'd publicize it. I don't know if I could tell you and tell everybody on the shir and listening around the world. He's a better man than me. He was able to say it, okay? And he tells his wife, he can't give shir today. His wife says to him, I don't know what you're talking about. My father, no matter what the situation was, he always gave shir. You got to go give shir. Goodbye. So he says, not only can I give shir, my head's not working, the things aren't going, I got kicked out of my own house. My wife says, you got to go give shir. But you see, a wife who's machshiv, okay, listen, sometimes the husband needs to, okay, but you see, a wife is the one, she doesn't have a chiv in Talmud Torah. But when she is so stark and strong, in the proper sense, when I say proper sense, meaning not to overdo it with her husband, always in a positive way, that's what makes her a bekiva. That's what makes a Rav Nissen Kaplan, right? Let's finish the parak. That's why the Medrash compares the neshama to a bas melech that married the Irani, the city man, the farmer, who can't appease her in whatever he gives her. No matter what he gives her, he can never please his wife. Why? Because she's the daughter of a king. And that's what we have to realize. We're b'nei melech. We're all children of the melech. Malchi Amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she's connected now. She's married to this this irani. V'im kein tamid hi chaser kasher hi im irani hazeh. So she's a bas melech. She's married to the farmer boy. So she's lacking. Once again, nothing wrong with the farmer. V'chol asher noisin lo, whatever he gives her, soif soif. Hi im hayirani. She'ein lezug shela. It's not really. It's her proper match. Lekach lo yochol la'asoyis kefi haroi lo. She bas melech. Shal kol panim. He mischaberes leirani. Loy lemelech. And she's not married to a prince. Lekach ein lo yoytzi dechayvosu ima. He doesn't fulfill his obligations with her. V'chein kasher hanefesh. V'chein kasher hanefesh hi milamaylo. The nefesh that comes from above. Yes, the mitzvahs and the Torah are the only thing in this world that can bring it some sense of shleimus. Turn the page to Samach Vav. The only way, let's say this properly, correctly, the only way the nefesh down here in this world can find a sense of any hashlama is the Torah mitzvahs. But even throughout all the Torah mitzvahs that it has, it's still down there in the Olam HaTachtayin, Olam HaZeh, it's still lacking. It can never have a complete feeling of accomplishment. It needs more. Lekach ein lesavim in the mitzvahs, that's why it's not totally satiated from the mitzvahs. Because it comes mimal, it's the bas melech. V'nechsheves v'koyach, koyu meheyoysoy imaguf. And there's still more to accomplish. Kozman is connected to the guf. We finish the parak here. The davar zeh mechayiv toyer min hashemayim l'mishi yedeya inin hanefesh madrigosa shehi min hashemayim v'hi etzem bilti mushlam. What he's talking now is what he calls it a proof that toyer min hashemayim. How is this a proof that toyer min hashemayim? Because the person is never satiated because the neshama comes down here to fulfill its tafkid, its task here in this world, to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. But it comes from mimal. The Torah is the source mimal. Kinosan lo hamayla hayoyser al kol hi haTorah. Lahashlim chesrei nakosh bochu gave the neshama here in this world the ability to perfect itself as much as possible here in this world through what? What vehicle? That's the Torah. Because this that the nefesh is constantly yearning, desiring this perfection. Because it lives down here, but really it's a bas melech in the shemayim. And that which it can do, it can accomplish, it will. Perish, look at the bottom 71. Even though the nefesh can't be totally satiated, that whatever it can accomplish, we'll give it according to what it can. What will give the person its hashlama? Only the Torah. It's only the nefesh will find some sense of satisfaction. From where? From the Torah. And I will unfortunately tell you that there are people that I know. Nice people. Wonderful people. But they have no shachas to Torah. And they're always looking for something else to fill them with something of meaning and something else to fill the void. But the void will never be filled. Like I told you, my children would come to me when they were younger that they needed a Band-Aid. So I used to keep Band-Aids in my wallet. Right? Instead of running up to the upstairs, downstairs, come prepared. So I said, okay, where's the boo-boo? So they pick up their right hand, and I'm looking. Oh, no, this hand. They didn't have anything on there. There's nothing there. I had to get a microscope to find a little scratch. They wanted the sticker. It's like a sticker. I don't know why children like them so much. You give them a little sticker, they feel good for now. Come back a few hours later, they want another sticker. When you get older, it's not just a Band-Aid and a sticker. It's a car. It's Gashmius. Oilam HaGashmi. because we're in the Olam, we are in Olam Hagashmi. So if a person is connecting to the Olam Hagashmi, he's absolutely never satiated at all. Here, if a person connects himself to the Olam Haruchni, he's feeling some level of satiation. But the Maral is telling us is no matter how much Hashlama you fulfilled, there's still more to accomplish, and that's what we should take out from this lesson.